Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today, it seems kind of appropriate with all the anticipation about the initial public offering of Facebook that we talk about the internet. Survey, apparently, for this year about the internet in Minnesota. What's that about?
Right. Well, it's just going to be getting underway in the next couple weeks or so. This is the survey that the center has been doing for many years. And we basically will be calling people up around the state to find out, you know, if they have internet service. Do they have broadband? Are they happy with it? What do they like to do on the internet? And how much do they pay? And all sorts of stuff like that. And it gives us a really good picture of where internet is and where it isn't, and how people are using it.
So it's a telephone survey, and you have to kind of determine not only if they have broadband, for instance, but if it's even available. So if it is available, maybe it's too pricey and they don't choose to have it. I mean, there could be a number of different scenarios.
Right. There's different reasons. And we do this especially to find out how it's spreading in rural Minnesota, just because, you know, the internet's just gotten so important for everyday life and business.
And then you, I presume, are just going to do some comparative analysis then on what's changed, basically, from the last time.
Right. And when we put this new survey together this year, we found that a lot of stuff had changed in the last just 2 years. You know, when the last time we did this in 2010, Facebook was just really coming into its own, and LinkedIn. So we added a social media question at that time. And now this year, the big change is that the way you access the internet has completely changed. It's not just from your home computer anymore. And I think we might find a good number of people who don't have a home computer but are still accessing the internet through either their cell phone or a tablet computer like an iPad, or even through a game console like a PlayStation or something like that.
That's a really good point. In fact, I was involved in a conversation just yesterday where there was discussion about how a website needs to be reconfigured so that it looks right on a smartphone.
Right. And it's just all of these options have just come up in the last 2 years, and it really changes the way that businesses and anybody who does anything on the internet has to look at how they present themselves to the public and how the public can access their wares.
It's increasingly something that a business, or any entity for that matter, is measured by.
Right, and especially now with the way the government is moving so many of their services online, it's becoming more and more important that we have a good understanding of who is actually online, who can get, you know, access to things like government services. And, you know, it doesn't do any good to say, well, we'll put all our explanations of Medicare Part D on the website if your 80-year-old grandmother doesn't know how to use a website.
Right.
You know, or doesn't have a computer. So these are all things that really have to be taken into consideration the way things are changing these days.
All right. So that survey begins shortly, and we look forward to the results of that. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.